Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex.
Today we've got something really exciting to dig into.
We're talking about a fascinating study from advanced science that, honestly, it's pretty groundbreaking for gastric cancer research.
Gastric cancer, right? That's one of the deadliest cancers out there. The survival rates are, they're really not great.
Yeah, exactly. Despite all the advances in surgery and chemotherapy, the 5-year survival rate is still below 30%. So finding new treatment approaches is absolutely crucial.
So what's the breakthrough here? What did these researchers discover?
Okay, so they were looking at this compound called Skullcap Flavone 2, or SCII for short. Thank goodness, because that's a mouthful.
Ha, yeah, I was gonna say, Skullcap Flavone? Where does that even come from?
It's actually a flavonoid compound derived from Scutellaria, which is a traditional herb. And here's what's cool. It specifically targets cancer cells while leaving normal cells relatively unharmed.
Wait, so it's selective? That's huge because, I mean, that's the holy grail, right? Killing cancer cells without destroying healthy tissue?
Exactly. And the mechanism is really interesting. They found that SKI2 works by disrupting something called serine metabolism in the cancer cells.
Serine metabolism. Okay, so for those of us who aren't biochemistry experts, what does that mean?
Good question. So L-serine is this amino acid that cancer cells are really dependent on. They need it for, well, basically everything. Building proteins, maintaining their antioxidant defenses, supporting rapid growth.
So it's like cutting off their food supply in a way?
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. And here's where it gets even more specific. Cancer cells can get L-serine in two ways. They can make it themselves through what's called de novo synthesis, or they can import it from outside the cell through these transporter proteins.
And let me guess, SCI blocks one of those pathways?
Bingo! It specifically inhibits the uptake pathway. The researchers used these really clever isotype tracing experiments. They basically labeled the serine molecules so they could track exactly where they were going.
That's actually brilliant. So they could see that SKI wasn't affecting the cell's ability to make serine, just their ability to import it.
Exactly right. And they identified the specific protein that Skaperin targets. It's called SLC1A4, which is a transporter protein that sits on the cell membrane and brings L-serine into the cell.
SLC1A4. And this protein is overexpressed in gastric cancer.
Yes. They looked at tumor samples from over 200 gastric cancer patients, and SLC1A4 levels were significantly higher in the cancer tissues compared to normal tissue. And get this. Higher SLC1A4 expression was associated with larger tumors and worse survival rates.
Wow, so it's not just present, it's actually driving the cancer progression.
Right, and here's what I think is really elegant about this research. They didn't just show that SKT2 works in cell culture. They tested it in multiple models, regular mouse tumors, organoids grown from patient tumors, and even patient-derived xenograft models.
So they really put it through its paces. What were the results?
Consistently positive across all the models, SKI reduced tumor growth, inhibited metastasis, that's the spread of cancer to other organs, and it increased cancer cell death through apoptosis.
And you mentioned it was selective for cancer cells. Were there side effects in the normal tissues?
That's the beautiful part. They examined the heart, liver, spleen, lungs, and kidneys of the treated mice, and there was no significant damage. The mice tolerated the treatment really well.
That's incredible. So what's happening at the cellular level when you block this serine uptake?
Great question. So when the cancer cells can't get enough L-serine, a whole cascade of problems starts. First, they can't maintain their antioxidant defenses properly, which leads to this buildup of reactive oxygen species, ROS, which are basically damaging molecules.
ROS, those are like cellular stress signals, right?
Exactly. And the ROS accumulation causes mitochondrial damage. The mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell. So when they're damaged, the cell's energy production crashes. The researchers actually measured this using some pretty sophisticated techniques.
So the cancer cells are essentially starving and suffocating at the same time?
That's actually a perfect way to describe it. Without adequate serine, they can't maintain energy production, they can't manage oxidative stress, and eventually, they just die.
Now here's something I'm curious about. You said cancer cells can also make their own serine. Why doesn't that compensate when the uptake is blocked?
Ah, good catch. So it turns out that many cancer cells, including gastric cancer cells, have pretty limited capacity for making their own serine. They're heavily dependent on importing it from their environment. The researchers actually tested this by using an inhibitor of the synthesis pathway, and it didn't have the same effect as blocking uptake.
Interesting. So the uptake pathway is really the Achilles heel here.
Exactly. And they even took it a step further. They fed some of the tumor-bearing mice a diet that was deficient in serine and glycine, and that enhanced the anti-tumor effects of SKI2 even more.
So there could be a dietary component to this therapy? That's fascinating.
Yeah, it suggests that combining SKI with dietary interventions might be a really promising therapeutic strategy. The study showed that the combination significantly reduced not just the primary tumor, but also metastases to the liver and spleen.
Okay, so let me see if I'm following the big picture here. SKITI binds to this SLC1A4 protein, blocks serine uptake, causes oxidative stress and mitochondrial damage, and ultimately kills the cancer cells. And it does all this while being relatively safe for normal cells.
You nailed it. And the researchers used multiple techniques to confirm that SK2 directly binds to SLC1A4. Things like surface plasmon resonance, thermal shift assays, molecular dynamic simulations. The evidence is really solid.
I love when studies are that comprehensive. So where does this go from here? Is this heading toward clinical trials?
Well, they compared SKIT2 to standard chemotherapy drugs like cisplatin and 5-FU in their patient-derived xenograft models, and SKIT2 showed comparable efficacy. That's really encouraging for potential clinical translation.
That's huge, because if it's as effective as existing treatments but with fewer side effects...
Exactly. It could be a real game changer. Of course, there's still a lot of work to do. They need to fully understand all the mechanisms, optimize dosing, and eventually move to human trials. But the preclinical data is very promising.
And I think what's really cool about this is that it's coming from a natural compound, traditional medicine meeting modern cancer research.
Yeah, scutellaria has been used in traditional medicine for ages, and now we're understanding the molecular mechanisms behind why these compounds work. It's a perfect example of how traditional knowledge can guide modern drug discovery.
So for our listeners, what's the main takeaway here?
I think there are a few key points. One, targeting metabolism, specifically serine metabolism, is a really promising approach for cancer therapy. Two, SLC1A4 appears to be an important driver in gastric cancer and a viable therapeutic target. And three, SKII represents a potential new treatment option that warrants further investigation.
And it's not just gastric cancer, right? This approach could potentially be applied to other cancers that depend on serine metabolism.
Absolutely. The researchers mentioned that different cancers rely on different serine transporters, like SLC1A5 in breast cancer, SLC6A14 in colorectal cancer. So understanding these metabolic dependencies could open up new therapeutic avenues across multiple cancer types.
That's really exciting. It feels like we're getting smarter about how to target cancer's specific vulnerabilities rather than just using the sledgehammer approach of traditional chemo.
Exactly. Precision medicine in action. And what I love about this study is how thorough it was. From the initial cell culture experiments all the way through to patient-derived models and even exploring dietary interventions. That's really comprehensive translational research.
Well, this has been fascinating, Jamie. Thanks for breaking down such complex science into something we can all understand.
My pleasure. And thanks to everyone listening. If you want to dive deeper into this research, we'll put a link to the full paper in the show notes. It's published in Advanced Science, and it's open access, so anyone can read it.
And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the Origin Podcast. We cover cutting-edge research like this every week.
Until next time, stay curious.
See you next week.